We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jerome Baker, Miami Dolphins linebacker, going to join us right now for a few minutes. Jerome, good morning. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Oh, no problem. Good morning.
Jerome, how you doing, man? Are you a 6 o'clock guy?
Yeah, I pretty much wake up at 6 o'clock every day.
Okay. All right, because I got to tell you, Kalen Ballage last week, he yawned like seven times, and they were long yawns. I mean, they were impressive. Like, we could hear the whole thing. It was beautiful. Hey, Jerome, a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. First of all, what has this week been like for everybody with everything going on with Minkah Fitzpatrick? What's everything been like for the team?
I mean, we still just you know, we definitely felt like it was, you know, what happened. We all was a little sad about it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a business. So we still went out there and went to work, you know, this week in practice, and we definitely had a good week.
Let me ask you, as you guys and the numbers, and you guys did look a lot better defensively, especially in the first half, and, of course, the offense struggling to get first downs and everything else. What is the change? What happened that things got a lot better in that first half to build off of?
Miscommunication, really.
Execution was better. Okay.
So we kind of just we definitely came together as a defense a little bit more, and we're looking to build on that this Sunday.
Jerome, you become one of the leaders, I guess, in the defense and that locker room as well. What's kind of been the message after the first 2 weeks to keep everyone's head afloat in that locker room? Obviously, after two losses, regardless of what the score was, but two losses. What's been the most important message in the last 2 weeks in that locker room?
That this season is a journey. You know, you just want to continue to get better every day, and ultimately just stack days together and just pull wins together. You know. The season's not what we're only going to, so we definitely have a lot of football in front of us. So we have to bounce back and also just start, you know, stacking up wins.
You know, Jerome, you're in a unique situation because they came in, the head coach and the defensive coordinator, and said, hey, Jerome Baker's kind of a Patriot kind of guy that he can do a little bit of everything. We want to build it with him in the middle of this thing. And I'm guessing they expected you to take a bigger role in leadership. Has that been an adjustment for you, still being a young guy, to be one of the key pieces and rally the troops?
At first, yeah, it was a little new to me. But really, I just went back to what I know, and I just lead by example. So I just wanted to do everything, you know, the right way, and just really just wanted to be that leader of setting the example of other guys to follow. So that's kind of been my approach. I really didn't want to speak too much. I'm not the – I have all the speeches, guys, but I definitely just want to lead by example.
I want to ask you about the defense. Is it complicated to learn the whole thing? We're always hearing about guys got to play different roles, and you got to know the right side and the left side and upside and downside and the gap side. And is it hard to know and the adjustments in it?
It's hard if you try to just learn one spot. If you just think you're going to be a safety, then it's going to be hard. If you think you're just going to be a corner, it's going to be hard for you. You really want to understand the whole concept of the defense. So then, no matter where they play you, you still understand, you know, what's happening. You just really just learn the technique. So, and that's pretty much the approach I took. I kind of just learned the defense as a whole, and wherever they put me at, I kind of still, you know, have a great idea of what's happening.
Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys this week with that offensive line. What's the toughest thing to prepare for with that team? Is it the O-line or worried about Ezekiel?
It is definitely a little mixture of both. Their O-line is, you know, they have a great O-line, and just knowing Zeke, he runs the ball the right way. So It's definitely a little bit of both, but if I had to say, I'd definitely say the O-line.
Jerome, I always wonder, because most of us, and I'm guessing you're a great player coming out of high school and highly recruited and the top player in your state and all that stuff, and like I never went through in my career anything like what this season's been like for you and your teammates. And I'm just being honest, I've never at any level, and I've been on – I went to Berkeley where we didn't exactly win any games or go to bowl games or anything, but we, you know, you never get to this point. What has it been like to go through this, everything from top to bottom, if you turn the TV on to what is going on the field? And I always wonder, because you've been around – hell, you went to Ohio State. You guys didn't lose this many games and never got beat like this. What has it been like for guys like yourself?
It's a little pain to it, for sure. It's a little disappointment. But just the competitive side of me is I wanted to really just turn this organization around and just be that starting spot on it. So that's kind of my approach is if anybody's going to help, why not me? So that's kind of been my approach with everything. I'm definitely going to do my job the best I can.
Yeah.
I'm going to lead the guys around me as best I can. And also just do my part to help this organization. So that's kind of been my approach. And if it was going to be easy, it wouldn't have been worth it. So
right.
I know it's going to be difficult. And just my competitive nature of, I'm really going to do what I have to do to make us get better.
Yeah, I wonder if it's more about being demoralized or if guys go, hey, let's rally, let's go, man. Because I think everybody's kind of wondering, because none of us are in there. Only you and probably 60 to 65 other guys, practice squad, get to see what it's like every day. And I wondered if it's more like we're competitive. Hell no, people are going to pay a little bit, or if it's like, hell, here we go again.
Oh, no, it's at the end of the day, we're still professionals, and
okay.
We all want to win, so we definitely have that, that mindset of today's another day to get better, today's another day, to get a win. So every time we step on the field, we go as hard as we can. That's definitely our approach.
Hey, Jerome, you look a little bigger. I haven't seen – I see you on the plane a little bit, but I don't talk to you because you usually got your linebacker face on lately. But, that linebacker's about kicking ass look on your face. So, I leave you alone, but I was just curious. Are you a little bigger this year? You put some weight on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely put on about 10, 15 worth of pounds. So, this offseason, that was my approach of just getting in the weight room and just getting a little bigger, a little stronger. And I definitely feel the difference, this season. And, the strength staff with Dave and everybody here, we just continue throughout the season. I haven't really stopped lifting. I still lift as hard as I did in off season. So
yeah.
It's definitely been a definite change.
Well, it sounds like you're all business, so you don't have time for social life or the ladies or anything like that. It's been all business, Jerome. So that's probably good because, when you first got here, you had a little Joe Rose in you, man. You were a little – I didn't know how that was going to go, Jerome. You're good, man.
No, I appreciate it.
Jerome, we thank you for your time.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Jerome.
Have a great game on Sunday versus the Cowboys. Travel safe up there and make sure Joe doesn't bother you on the plane, okay?
No, I don't bother him.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Jerome.
Leave that linebacker face on when he's walking around. See you, Jerome. Thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
All right, that was Jerome Baker, Dolphins linebacker. Are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphin Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center, scheduled for February 29th, 2020. That's February 29th, 2020. The DCC donates 100% of raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. That's DolphinsCancerChallenge.com.
Yeah. I got to, again, hit that. Bo and I are hitting that really hard. We're going to get all over that for everybody that's used Sylvester and everything else to really make a push hard.
Near and dear to a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah, place. A lot of people. It's been affected. There have been a lot of people who have used it. It's such a great place, and it's just getting better and better.
Nice to have it in your backyard, too, in case of
not
emergency.
Not have to travel. Right. You're exactly right, to be able to go down there. So we're gonna jump on it really hard. My daughter is slowly motivating me to like, hey, stop looking at X's and O's and let's get going, man. Let's get going. Let's get start doing some fundraising.
On the bike?
No. The walking. Yeah. I think I'm going to stick with the walk. I don't know. The bike? It's hard to just jump on a bike once a year and go
80 miles or 100 miles.
15 or 20 miles. Right. The seat hurts my rear end. You know what? I'm not complaining. I just like walking. I just like doing it.
Nothing wrong with that. If
the
you're doing
walk,
it, you're doing
that's
it.
All.
Who cares?
I'm not complaining.
Plus, the more bike, people get to talk to you when you walk.
The bike is great. Listen, there's nothing wrong with the bike, but you can't just jump on a bike once a year.
No.
There are people that do it, and they'll go,
Bo
hey,
does
20
the bike.
Miles.
Doesn't Bo do the – is he still doing the bike?
Yeah, Bo's a – Bo jumps on that
right.
bike, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.